Rice and meals. In this course, you have used the phrase
食晚飯
with the meaning eat supper.
飯
literally means cooked rice, but in modern Cantonese, this word has come to mean meal. In the traditionally agricultural society of southern China, and especially in the areas where Cantonese is spoken, rice has long been a staple. Even now, rice makes up roughly one-third of the local diet. The importance of rice is reflected in some Cantonese idioms. In colloquial speech, the term rice bowl refers to a person's occupation, that is, the source of the money needed to put rice in the bowl. Likewise, the term iron rice bowl is used to refer to secure employment, or a position which provides a reliable source of income. However, the term
饭桶,
rice barrel is used in a derogatory sense to refer to a person who consumes excessively without giving back to the family or community through his or her work. The Chinese Zodiac. The Chinese have a system of astrology dating back thousands of years. The Chinese zodiac differs from the Western in that each sign represents an entire year rather than one month. According to traditional Chinese legend, ages ago, Buddha summoned all of the animals. He honored those who came by naming a year for them. Each animal, in turn, then gave its characteristics to people born in its year. The 12-year cycle runs as follows. Year of the Rat.
鼠.
Year of the Ox.
牛.
Year of the Tiger.
虎.
Year of the Rabbit.
兔.
Year of the Dragon.
龙.
Year of the Snake.
蛇.
Year of the Horse.
马.
Year of the Ram.
羊.
Year of the Monkey.
猴.
Year of the Rooster.
鸡.
Year of the Dog.
狗.
Year of the Pig.
猪.
Here is the list of qualities traditionally associated with each animal symbol. The cycle begins with the Year of the Rat. Anyone born during the Year of the Rat is expected to be honest and generous, possessing both great ambition and remarkable self-control. Recent years of the rat have been 1936, 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984, and 1996. The next one will be in 2008. The year of the ox follows. Someone born during an ox year is both intelligent and perceptive, patient with others, but scornful of failure. A person born in the year of the tiger is traditionally expected to be aggressive and short-tempered, albeit courageous and considerate of others. If a person is born in the year of the rabbit, it is believed that he or she will be affectionate and skillful, successful in the business world despite being shy. A person born in the year of the dragon is expected to be both stubborn and empathetic, and to possess a great deal of energy. Someone born in the year of the snake is wise and beautiful, yet possibly vain and possessed of a quick temper. If you were born in the year of the horse, you will be attractive, amiable, and well-liked by others. Someone born in the year of the ram will be gracious and creative, but be relatively uncomfortable in a leadership role. A person born in the year of the monkey is clever to the point of genius, with a gift for detail. A rooster is a self-directed, hard-working loner who prefers to choose his or her own agenda. Someone born in the year of the dog is loyal and honest, although demanding of those around him or her. A person born in the year of the pig is expected to be noble and well-mannered, with great integrity and a few close friends. Hospitality. During your travels abroad, you may find yourself invited to dinner in a Chinese home. Here are some customs which relate to hospitality and correct behavior as a dinner guest. As in the West, it's considered rude to begin eating immediately when served. Rather, you should wait until everyone has been seated and all of the dishes have been served. Once this has been done, it's customary for the host or hostess to say, "Eat rice."
식 饭.
This is similar to such American expressions as "dig in" or "enjoy your meal." After the host or hostess has greeted the guests in this way, they in turn may address one another using the same phrase.
식 饭.
Having been said all around, everyone begins to eat. At a more formal dinner party, you may hear the host and hostess greet the guests with the longer, more polite phrase,
各位起筷,
which means, "Ladies and gentlemen, please raise your chopsticks." At this kind of occasion, a toast is frequently offered before the food is served. The person offering the toast could say,
飲杯,
or literally, "Drink a cup." Another common toast is,
祝你健康,
meaning, "I wish you health." When serving yourself during dinner, you will need to remember to serve yourself only those portions nearest you at the edge of the plate. It's considered rude to stir the food in any dish. If you have finished while others are still eating, you should say,
慢慢食,
slowly, slowly eat, meaning take your time, enjoy your dinner. After this, you may leave the table. When you are leaving the home of your host and hostess, they may say to you,
慢慢行.
This literally means slowly, slowly walk. And in this situation, it's like saying safe trip home.